Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona this week, talking about cannabis banking. It is an $8.3 billion industry in 2018 alone. And so I thought, let's have this chat with a great guest and also colleague of mine in Malia Oliver, who is the Chief Operating Officer at CCG Catalyst. Outside of that, Malia has another role as a 2019 Emerging Leader for the Arizona Bankers Association. So with that, Malia, tell us, you know, where are we now? What's happening with cannabis banking currently?
So right now, there's this entire movement within the federal government because we have an industry that is completely unregulated. And because that is, on the federal level, it's still legal as far as the banking world is concerned. But we've got 47 states that have legalized it in some fashion, whether they've decriminalized it or legalized the use of it in some form or fashion, whether that's medical or even recreational. So we have all these states that have this product that is legal in their states, but is not federally bankable. Mm-hmm. So it causes this huge issues for the financial institutions because, and the government's ruling on this has been that it's risky or it is potentially money laundering. Okay, but having it completely out of the banking system makes it even more...
Right.
We can't even monitor the criminal activity. So banks are being impacted from a compliance standpoint because if they do try to bank it, they end up being scrutinized or under some type of regulatory compliance. If they don't bank it, they're losing revenue. I mean, it goes so far as the fact that the plumber or the AC guy, they can't bank the deposit that comes from them working on the greenhouse.
Right.
Or you can't make a real estate loan to somebody because they've got a dispensary as a tenant. They're not in the building, they're just a real estate investor. You can't make the loan. So there's a huge impact, both from a financial impact to the institutions, as well as an impact to the safety of our people.
So you brought up a myriad of opportunities, I guess. So I think we have a really good idea of where we are. Where are we going? What does the future look like, or what does potential futures look like?
Sure. So the SAFE Act is up through Congress, and it's in multiple different states of approval. It got through the Banking Committee, and obviously we've been in recess for the summer. So it's going to go through and to continue to go through legislation. It's a mixed bag what people think how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what, I mean, I'll be in Washington next week, and so we'll see kind of where the regulators sit on, or Congress sits on that, representatives. But it's not just, okay, so we pass this bill. Let's say this act gets through. Then there has to be, FinCEN has to produce guidance as far as, okay, there's three different tiers of the use and the legalization, and it's, okay, what's going to be bankable? How are you going to monitor it? How are you going to regulate it? Because we love regulations in banking. So, I mean, there's going to be something that has to come out of that. So it's not just the beginning of the act, but then it's going to be where does the regulation come from, and how do banks really capitalize on it from a growth perspective for themselves, but then also how do we make sure that it's safe and we are making sure money laundering isn't happening, because again, right now it's happening.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So there is I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of where this potentially is going, and
yeah.
I think we're all kind of waiting to see what this looks like next. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Great talking about this as always. So you can click on the link below to watch the full interview, and then also click on the link to see the full article with more stats, more details about what's happening in the space. We will probably throw some other links in there about other research that's happening around this, and Malia's background, because she's done it all, which is super exciting as it relates to banking. And until next week.